Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steelsmith. Today, I want to speak on blessed are the peacemakers. The world needs masterful peacemakers. With wars and equally bitter fighting in the Ukraine and the Cape Flats, the need for peacemakers is greater than ever. And truthfully, until Jesus' return, the scriptures make it clear that for the most part, it's only going to get worse. A year ago, last Monday, was the first anniversary of the brutal death of one of my much-loved spiritual sons, Leroy. Just before I boarded my flight to Los Angeles on Monday of last week, I recorded a brief tribute to Lee in the very same airport lounge and at almost exactly the same minute that I was 1 year earlier when I took the call telling me that Lee had been shot and killed. A few days after I first met Lee, I had the great privilege of seeing him give his life to Jesus. And as I shared last year, despite the many toils and triumphs of the intervening years, I remain firm in the belief that Lee is worshiping his Lord and Savior Jesus. Like so many, literally millions of young gang lads' lives in Cape Town over the years, Lee's life was complicated. Equal parts hopeless, hope-filled, violent, peace-filled, filled with hatred and fear, and yet also filled with promise and expectation. Lee, like many of his brother's friends and so-called adversaries, was a man, child, boy, leader, fierce warrior, and peacemaker all at the same time. And in spite of the chaos happening this very day across Manenberg, the Cape Flats, and indeed most of South Africa, I hang on to the eternal hope of the gospel. I hang on to Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith, and thus the one who brings order where there's so much chaos and disorder. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus lists the blessings that await those who live their lives in particular godly ways. In Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Well, friends, what does the Bible say about peacemakers? In the biblical context, a peacemaker is someone who reconciles people with God and with one another. The dictionary definition is also consistent with this, a person who brings about peace, especially by reconciling adversaries. Peacemaking requires action and sometimes great risk. Peacemaking requires a peacemaker to take initiative and to get involved in conflicts, whatever they might be. Often, peacemaking requires risk to one's life, risk to one's sanity, and most definitely risk to one's reputation. You see, as a peacemaker, everyone will laud you when you have the privilege of making peace. But then many will just as quickly say, "I told you so," when the peace fractures, as it often does. The Bible teaches us that to bring about peace, we must engage in actions that help create harmony. The greatest example of this is the action that God took to reconcile mankind to himself by sending his only son, Jesus, to die and sacrifice for our sins. Peacemakers reconcile people with each other and with God. Jesus himself said that the gospel can be summarized by these commandments: love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus was called the Prince of Peace, so peacemakers emulate Jesus by working to reconcile people with God and with each other. Peacemakers build bridges between unbelievers and God. We were separated from God because of our sinful nature, but thankfully, Jesus, the peacemaker, restored our relationship with God by dying on the cross. All peacemakers take risks. However, Jesus knowingly took the ultimate risk for us. He died so that we could experience the ultimate peace of restored relationship with God. Attempts at peacemaking often fail. I certainly know this from my own time working with the gangs in Cape Town. However, as Romans 12:18 says, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. The scripture belies the reality that sometimes, no matter what we do as peacemakers, we will fail. And whilst that's frustrating, it's okay. You see, God himself factored in people's freedom of choice. So how can we be peacemakers in our ordinary lives? Firstly, we need to know the word well so as to be able to understand and implement biblical justice. Peacemaking doesn't mean denying that a problem exists, but instead it means requiring boldness and investment in actions that build goodwill and relationship. Peacemaking operates off the back of relational equity and trust. As Christians, we have the privilege of creating a peacemaking legacy by showing the next generation how to resolve disagreements through listening rather than speaking, and through courageous actions rather than violence. I've realized in Manenberg that for the gang lads, the secret to peace is often being prepared to look weak in order to show true strength. I love it that Matthew 5:9 comes with a promise that irrespective of the results of a peacemaker's efforts, Jesus promises that the peacemaker will be blessed by being called a child of God. After all, the Bible promises a blessing when we commit to this particular action. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen.